This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
My son Rex Jones is coming up. He shot a Black Lives Matter Antifa rally at UT a few days ago. There's a bunch of video on his site, a sub-site at Band.Video that's coming up. And he's going to be in studio with me. And then I've got a medical doctor who's a state senator they're trying to shut down. We're going to be having that here on the transmission as well, exposing the COVID-19 hoax. But let me just spend a little bit of time on this. My dad is a retired dentist, and he's a chemist and a lot of other stuff, and he helped us produce the high-quality whitening toothpaste, the Super Blue toothpaste, and all the rest of it. But he said about a year ago, you know, how can I help with the InfoWar? And I said, well, listen, you've got all your knowledge. Why don't you launch a whole new supplement line with the highest quality stuff? I don't care if it competes with what we're selling. You should create your own line, your own site that's separate from InfoWars, because they're trying to shut us all down here. Well, you can go and set up your own thing and, you know, have that there to help the operation continue into the future. And so that's what's happened. Now, we're not going to launch the toothpaste, the activated charcoal toothpaste and mouthwash till next week. But everything else is launched now. It's in our warehouse, ready to ship out to you. Now, I am not putting down any of the previous products we've had. They're excellent. Knockout. Like 6 years ago, I go, well, wait a minute. L-tryptophan, valerian root, melatonin, a bunch of other ingredients, 9 total, are known to give you deep, clean, better sleep. So I put out Knockout, and Knockout's great. People love it. Just my idea. I talked to experts. I said, can you mix all this safely? They said, yeah. So we did it. And instead of paying $19, $20 for, you know, melatonin, you pay the same price and get 8 other things on top of it because they totally gouge you. I mean, look, most places are not putting $5, $10 of product in a bottle. But I said to my dad's developer, who's one of the top guys in the country, I said, how about something even stronger if that's what people want? So it's not competing with Knockout. It's a different formulation, but quite frankly, it is stronger. And after you've been taking Knockout for a while, it might not work as well. That's just how this stuff works. People say, what's your sales pitch? Just the truth. Rocket rest. You rocket off to sleep, and you blast off in the morning. And my son Rex is coming in here. This wasn't planned, actually. He just wants to come on. He doesn't really have trouble sleeping, but he kind of wakes up a few hours after he goes to bed. He always has. I'd be like down in the kitchen at midnight getting a glass of oranges. He'd be wandering around in his underwear. But he's still living with me. You know, he's moved out now. He's a big boy. And he would take Knockout sometimes. And it affects everybody differently. He said, yeah, Knockout's great. Well, he said, rocket rest, his words were 2 days ago, is too strong. And I said, take it again and tell me. He slept 12 hours on this, and he said, the name is perfect. He said, I was just had so much energy when I woke up. So rocket rest is available right now, ladies and gentlemen, at InfoWarsStore.com or DrJonesNaturals.com. And it's an amazing product. We're really, really proud of it. It's got a lot of product in it, and it is extremely strong, and it works extremely well. And it's not meant to be competition against Knockout. Knockout's got all these great compounds together in medium and low dosages. This has got less ingredients, but at high dosages. And believe me, it works like 4th of July. I mean, it is super powerful. We're very, very proud of it. And I haven't even had time to tell you about Sorlus, Primal Youth, Kaba Chill Regular Strength, Top Brain, and Kaba Chill Extra Strength Formula. Because seriously, the average person might not be able to take the Extra Strength Kaba Chill, but if you weigh 200 plus pounds like I do, you want to take the Extra Strength. And what these things do is just phenomenal. We're so excited about these products, and I'm so glad my father developed these. I charged him a year ago to build me an army worthy of Mordor, and he did. So these are amazing products. So good job, Dr. Jones. They're available at InfoWarsStore.com right now and drjonesnaturals.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Affordable food is again available for shipping within 3 to 4 weeks. We have it. It's high quality, but it's got to be packaged and shipped out to you. Some items are shipping in a week, some in 4 weeks. So they're saying 3 to 4 weeks. It's My Patriot. We have their full catalog. They're in our back end at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your orders in now before the next big surge comes in. Believe me, every angle I've looked at tells me that really, really serious times are ahead, whether Trump wins or loses. The globalists have already created a worldwide depression, lockdowns on a planetary scale, and it's only intensifying. This is one of the big boxes you've got to get checked off. It's high-quality, affordable food. My Patriot has really good, high-quality food at a very affordable price, and the packaging is the best you're going to find out there. Check it out for yourself at InfoWarsStore.com. And then the money that comes in that's extra helps us fund the information warfare operation that fights the globalists toe-to-toe. Get your storable food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Hi, Senator Scott Jensen. I represent Carver County. This is one of the most important videos I've made, and one of the hardest. Frankly, it's been a very difficult decision to make whether I even wanted to do it. Less than a week ago, I was notified by the Board of Medical Practice in Minnesota that I was being investigated because of public statements I had made. They listed two allegations. They said I've been spreading misinformation in regards to the completion of death certificates on a news program, which happened to take place on April 7th. And you could find that one. It was with Chris Berg, if you wanted to. And the other allegation was that I provided reckless advice in my willingness to compare COVID-19 and the flu. When I got this letter, I was ticked. And quite frankly, I leaned into the comfort and wisdom of my family to help them, let them walk me, talk me off the cliff. But doggone it, if this can happen to me, my view is it could happen to anybody. I mean, I've been a family doc for 40 years. I work hard. I love my patients. I do house calls. I've been medical director. I've held staff positions in hospitals to help make things work better. I've been in the Senate for 4 years, and I've learned a lot. I've never had anything like this happen. Shoot a mile. 5 years ago, I was named the Minnesota Family Doctor of the Year in Minnesota. And I get this because a couple people complained. And I don't get to know who those people are. I don't know if they're routinely in a political camp, if they're activists. I've gone online and looked at what it takes to complete a complaint that the Board of Medical Practice has to follow up on. It's a one-page deal. You can say what you want. You could be a huge donor for the other party, and I wouldn't get to know it. I wouldn't get to know if you live in my district. I don't get to know anything. I checked. So, here I am. I've spent the better part of the last 6 days preparing a response. I understand how important the work is the Board of Medical Practice does. I mean, physicians do screw up. Two of the big areas where physicians mess up is inappropriate sexual behavior, inappropriate self-medicating, certainly with opiates. But this is an odd position for me to be in, and I am just stunned. But I should have seen it coming, because I saw the threats on social media. I've seen them for the last 2 or 3 months. I've seen them come from physicians. I've seen them come from people in all walk of life. They didn't agree with me. They didn't like it that I was trying to provide some context for the flu, for COVID-19. We've had some 35, 40,000 cases of COVID-19 in Minnesota thus far. According to the Department of Health people, that might translate into 10 times that many. And if it does translate into 10 times that many, that's 350,000 cases. But in 2018, we had more than 500,000 Minnesotans with the flu. When I say that, am I recklessly giving you advice regarding COVID-19 and the flu? Dr. Anthony Fauci has come out and compared them all the time. Dr. Mike Osterholm has. In terms of the death certificates, on April 3rd, I got an email from the Department of Health that said very clearly that we should report COVID-19 on death certificates if it is assumed to have caused or contributed. Well, that's not how we do death certificates. The official ICD-10 coding for April 1st, 2020 through September 30th, 2020, during the time frame in question, says this. If the provider documents...
Coming up in the last segment of this hour, we're going to air this full statement by him. But he is a esteemed medical doctor in Minnesota, just like all the other esteemed doctors that have come out across the country and nurses, and pointed out their order to put people that die of car wrecks on the death certificate, or people that die of cancer or die of something else. And they've opened up a disciplinary investigation of him to fire him or to remove his medical license. And it's the same thing across the country. This is the reign of terror that we put up with these people. And you've had all these prestigious medical doctors come out and say, we're counting people that die in motorcycle accidents, car wrecks, cancer, diabetes, heart failure. And they test them and they have COVID. But again, that's the big secret. Anyone who's ever had a coronavirus or the flu virus, they're very similar, shows it within about 10 years on average. So if you have the antibodies or you have the detritus from it, they do it. I know the listeners know that. You've heard me say that 5,000 times. But this is the greatest hoax ever. And it's all banking on, oh, it's the medical system. Don't question it. How many medical doctors have been banned off YouTube or Facebook or Twitter because they came out and said the same thing that Dr. Jensen, who is a state senator, said? He will defeat this medical board review. But because he came out and he said, this is overblown, they're counting people that died of something else, you notice as the number of people infected goes up, the death rate goes down. Because it's a fraud, folks. It was designed to bring the country down. Michigan physician lawmaker under investigation by Board of Medical Practices for his commenting regarding COVID-19. They put me under criminal investigation. You saw it on the news for saying it was a hoax. It's a reign of terror to sit down so Fauci and Gates and the rest of them can say and do whatever they want, because the real kill system is in that vaccine. And, you know, Louis Farrakhan, I know Louis Farrakhan. I've had dinner with Louis Farrakhan. I'll leave it at that. Louis Farrakhan says he's a big fan of the show. All I know is Louis Farrakhan's right about don't take these vaccines. They have a history of secret experimentation. But he tells black people don't take it because the white man wants to get you. Let me give you the rest of the story. Whether you're black or white or old or young, the globalists want everybody. You think the New World Order just wants to get black people? Yeah, right. Think again. They want everybody. And eugenics, you hear, is empower the race. But if you're a globalist that want a post-human race, they want anybody they see as strong. So while they've got black people and Europeans fighting with each other, I can tell you that Europeans and black people, Africans, are the number one group being targeted by this. The whole globalist system is to get us to fight with each other. I'm giving you the deep knowledge right now. And to act like all this crap because we're strong. And nothing against other groups of people. The point is, there is a plan in this satanic actuary that's being run that wants to play us off against each other while poisoning and killing us at the same time. Aren't we smart enough to figure this out and say no to it? I mean, you want to kill me because I'm white? Go ahead. Or kill somebody because they're black? Whatever. It's all stupid. But let's pull back and realize there's a scientific study plan, and it wants to kill the West, and it wants to kill Africa. And I don't even know all the answers, how those things come together, or what those pieces are, but I know that when I talk about that, my spirit knows that I'm on target. Rex Jones, my son, is here. This wasn't planned today. He did a big 20-minute report that's out at Band.Video. He's got a few clips of it coming up. The craziness he saw, we'll have two segments when we come back. But this is really a big time right now, folks. And if you're a black person, you know, in the middle of Alabama in 1965, and a racist group of KKK drunk guys pull up around you in your car, and I hope you got a gun to protect yourself. But that was back then. But the truth is, events like that are very rare for black people now. They're very common for white people now. And black folks ought to be asking themselves a big question, and so should everybody else. Why is the establishment funding attacks on white people? You think it's just because they don't like white people? No. It is to create a response of racism in a larger plan against black people. You're being set up. And so, do I have all the answers? Well, I got a lot of them. And I haven't figured out every angle of this yet, but I know a setup when I see it. And I know the bad guys want us fighting each other and killing each other. And we should say no to them. And then while they do all this, they say capitulate to us to prove you're not bad to stop the problem. And that's what this terrorism is. Create the crisis, tell us to all bow down to them like they're the guys that are going to fix it when they're the people that started it. Stay with us.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Been here for a long time, Rex. And I remember when you were like 3 feet tall. Turn his mic on. And now, here you are with us. And you've been going out doing reporting for InfoWars, but you've started your own Dr. Silence site. Tell us about that.
I have. I've started Dr. Silence. My goal with this new project is I really want to show you an unbiased form of what the left is really standing for. I'm not here to ask leading questions. I'm here to let them talk and expose themselves, because that's when I feel you get the best content. And, man, I went out to the student-led BLM protest last weekend, and holy Toledo, these people are nuts. We even captured footage of a kind of like a troll creature there.
Is there footage of the goblin?
Footage of the goblin you're going to see in the last few seconds of the report.
So you have this idea for Dr. Silence, I guess, to cover censorship, right?
Yeah, exactly. So the whole theme of Dr. Silence is conservative voices have been silenced, moderate voices have been silenced. It's only the radical left that's allowed to talk. So I'm going to play by their rules. I'm going to let the radical left talk. I'm going to put a microphone in their face and ask them what they stand for. And when you ask them what they stand for, they tell you. They're not ashamed of it. They're not ashamed of it. I mean, in the protest, they're shouting, "We are socialists. We are socialists. We want universal health care. We want to end the police. We want the abolition of police. We want the abolition of prisons." These people are crazy, and they just don't know it. And they're willing to share it with you, which is what makes it so great. Dr. Silence, YouTube and Twitter, go follow it. It's very important that you do. We're going to be putting out a lot of weekly content every week, and I'm really going to show you who these people are.
Well, you did a good job. I mean, there's like a 20-minute video, right?
There's a 20-minute video, and then there's a four-minute and 30-second highlight reel that we're going to play today. And go watch a 20-minute video. It's fantastic. It's great.
But you have to understand, you're not cherry-picking this. I mean, these are like
zombies. Not at all. Every second you spend with these people is gold. Every second you spend with them. And while I appreciate...
No, but I get when you laugh at them, but, like, yeah, I know. Is there any way to free these people?
You know, it's really sad when you look at young people, and especially what I'm covering on Dr. Silence a lot, is social media, how it kind of trains young people to act in a certain way. Leftism really has become a religion, and...
It's a program.
It's a program. Yeah, on everyone's Instagram story, it's all this leftist ideology crap.
And they all show how they're conforming.
100%.
So it's not a religion, it's a cult.
It's a cult.
Well, we've got more after this, but let's go ahead and play this little piece you put together of what you guys shot just a few days ago at UT. Here it is. Defund the police.
So recognize that as much as you have privilege, make sure that you use it to the benefit of black people as much as possible. Gotta recognize that black people do not have a privilege like many of you do today. We cannot do anything, literally, without people calling us names, slurs, or anything at all. So recognize that as much as you have privilege, make sure that you use it to the benefit of black people as much as possible. Help us in every situation that you can. Because black people, for far too long, black and brown people have not been heard. And clearly our voices are not hearing the racist cops who think that they still can kill black children.
What's your opinion on property rights, stuff like that?
I think property is a form of theft, in all honesty. The idea of private property rights is obviously a Western colonial invention. So there's historical basis to prove that societies don't need to be structured around private property rights. I view property as something that should be collectively owned by the people, not necessarily something that should be owned by a state. I think state-owning property is a very dangerous practice, and any form of property should
should be held by social institutions controlled by people and workers, especially. So in my mind, a world void of private property rights, it would essentially be a sort of planned economy, except there would be a variety of institutions controlled by the different people who compose an economy. So, for instance, one of the things we could expect to see are worker councils, councils where people produce commodities, workers produce these commodities, and they democratically come to conclusions as to what they're going to produce and how their workplaces are going to produce said thing. I think we could also expect to see councils of consumers who make demands for the workers to fulfill. And I think primarily we just see an economic system based on cooperation versus an economic system based on coercion.
These councils.
Wait, we got to let her talk.
Yeah.
That's because, as those of us standing here know, over 50% of the city's budget goes to funding the police. And that is a crime against humanity. When we have homelessness, when people don't have health care, when we don't have a living wage in this city, supposedly the most aggressive city in the state of Texas.
They do this whole mask thing so they can wear a mask.
We don't have control here.
Oh, YouTube professor.
And we surely don't have Black Lives Matter.
Possibly the worst voice I've ever heard.
She's
don't
even
know, you're just two seats. Stay with me, all two seats.
Like Black Lives Matter is really black, isn't it?
Two seats from taking the progressive
majority. I think I saw like four black people there.
In Austin City Council.
Yeah, I'm not giving black folks a pass, but I'm sorry. Black Lives Matter is as white as my ass.
That means if y'all take two seats, y'all can have the
city. I consider myself a communist because I fundamentally want the abolition of capitalism.
She's got purple
I use it
hair, right?
As more of a, you know, an adjective than maybe like a specific
we haven't even gotten to
political
yet.
Construction or economic construction. Yeah.
What do y'all really stand for?
I personally stand for the abolition of prisons, the abolition of the police, because I fundammentally believe in individual freedom above anything else. For any, you know, leftist ideology I hold, I definitely consider myself a leftist, but I hold individual freedom to a higher standard. I am first a libertarian, then a communist.
Let's go to the battle slug.
I like the purple hair. I don't even care if they have purple hair, but it's like, why?
Look at this guy.
Then she watched that person.
All right, now listen. Listen, I swear to God, I am not exaggerating. I'm not lying. If you're an InfoWars fan, you know who Rob Dew is. Rob Dew is about 6'3". This guy's probably an inch shorter than Rob Dew, probably weighed about 450. Not exaggerating. The camera does not do him justice. I got a bunch of other angles of him. I'm going to put out a montage soon. This guy is the battle slug. He had an Antifa tattoo on his forearm, purple teal hair. I mean, you couldn't create a more stereotypical character. Complete insanity. And these people, when you look at them, they're a rabble. It's a group of outcasts. It's a group of people that don't have friends. So they've chosen this weird leftist movement as their kind of like club. They don't play sports. They don't even...
And they work for a Nazi collaborator.
They work for George Soros.
I mean, you can't make this up. It's like
happy-making
working for Hitler.
When you talk about rounding up Jews as happy-making, that guy can't be the political good guy. George Soros is pure evil, and these people don't care because it's all politically correct and it's loving. You can't support Trump. You can't support the nuclear family. You can't support a small government. You have to support them or nothing else. That's all it is. That's all how it works. These people.
Well, there's a happy making place right there.
Looks like a lot of fun.
You can't make this up.
You really can't. You can't. It's the truth is stranger than fiction.
And no, I agree. I'm like, what the hell?
It's depressing for me because these people are my peers. I personally, the black kid in the video, I know him from a school I went to, middle school.
We're not happy these people are so retarded.
Yeah, it's sad.
Well, stay there. Hold on. We gotta go to break. We're not having pleasure about this. The bad news is Western governments have totally let multinational big tech bring in communist Chinese style total net surveillance censorship with AI. The good news is they had to do that to carry out this world government COVID takeover, this planetary corporate reset that COVID covers for, because the truth is powerful and will defeat them and will smash them. And the good news is there's still sites like band.video, newswars.com, infowars.com, Paul Watson's site, summit.news, and a lot of other great sites that are getting massive traffic thanks to you and your word of mouth that is king, that is queen, that is the master of our own destinies. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a war on reality, a war on civilization, a war on our health, a war on our economy. But being aware of it and standing up to it and speaking out against it will defeat it. So take action or be slaves.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, self-reliance gardeners. Now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Story just broke at Infowars.com. Boy, is it sexy. 2015 video shows Trump denouncing Epstein Pedo Island as an absolute cesspool. You know, the media tried to connect him to Epstein, even though Epstein tried to be a member of his club. He kicked him out. I made a lot of checks before I backed Trump. I know what Trump likes. I know people that, let's just say, took care of Trump's women. And Trump has the same taste I have in women. 500, 600 horsepower. He's not intimidated by thoroughbred women It's these pedos that want 12-year-old girls. That's not Trump. Trump doesn't want 12-year-old girls, folks. He wants, well, look at his wife, Melania. That's what Trump wants.
Trump wants what we would call premium beef.
Stop being like that, Rex. The point is, he likes full-grown women. He's not intimidated. The pedos are intimidated by women. Don't make women a commodity. Here, let's go ahead and play the clip.
Of Jeffrey Epstein in your remarks about in the Q&A.
Well, I think he's got a problem. I mean,
what do you think the problem will be?
I don't know, but that island was really a cesspool. There's no question about it. Just ask Prince Andrew. He'll tell you about it. The island was an absolute cesspool. So,
the Clintons are friends.
And he's
yours,
been there
right?
for many times.
The Clintons are friends.
Well, I can't say friends, but I know.
You're friendly. You know them.
I play at my clubs a lot. I have clubs, and everybody likes to play at my clubs.
Are you saying there's a political problem for her if she runs for president?
It could be a political problem. Look, he could be a political problem, right? Right now he's Teflon, and right now maybe not, but he could end up being a political.
So there you go. There's Trump torpedoing the entire situation. Let's just get to this clip next. Another InfoWars.com article. South Dakota Governor Noem says no new outbreak after she gave people their freedom. Folks, it's all a hoax. Yes, it's man-made so that Bill Gates owns it, but it's just like the flu or anything else. And it's all coming down to, oh, it's all these record cases, but not deaths, because we exposed Democrats killing people with the intubation. Here's what she had to say.
South Dakota never closed. Yesterday, they reported 42 cases and 4 deaths, and about 87% of their total cases have recovered. The governor tweeting that, quote, the call to apply a one-size-fits-all approach is not leadership. Here to explain is the leader of South Dakota, Governor Kristi Noem. Good morning to you, Governor.
Good morning, Steve. Good to be with you.
It's good to have you as well. South Dakota never did close, and you were emphatic about that. There's not been a mask mandate. I know you took a lot of criticism because of the Mount Rushmore event. Were there any breakouts after that?
No, actually, we're doing really good. We would start to see that a few days ago, and we continue to decline. I think what we did here in South Dakota is really remarkable because we gave people their freedom. We let the businesses stay open. We let people go to work. Mm-hmm. We told them to be smart. And we also asked them to be personally responsible, and we're seeing the benefits of that each and every day in South Dakota.
Sure, and I know that you were with us a couple of months ago talking about how what you were doing was you were protecting the vulnerable people, you know, over 65, and anybody with a comorbid condition. But at the same time, there were spots in your state that were trouble. Some of the packing plants, meat packing plants, were a problem, and so you addressed it that way rather than shut everything down.
They had the dirtbag lawyers say we better test the whole plant, and they test 5,000, 2,000, 3,000, and then 200, 300, 400 would test. None of them were sick. It's a fraud.
COVID-19, a papaya and a goat have tested positive for COVID-19.
Exactly. COVID-19 is the, we open up the Encyclopedia Britannica of the future. Hoax is COVID-19.
COVID-19, whatever you want to call it, this is going to be the death knell for the American economy if we don't wake up to it right now.
I totally agree. Let's go back to the governor of South Dakota. Here it is.
We're like a laser focusing on those.
We did. In fact, we, according to the national experts, did everything wrong. We did what the people on the ground saw. We aggressively addressed those situations and came out better for it. So I really think the people of South Dakota stepped
up.
They did the right thing, and they trusted me. I trusted them, and they made the right decision.
In addition to running the state of South Dakota, we've got some images of you over the weekend. You were at a professional bull riding event. It was the first major indoor sporting event with fans since March. How important was it to you
that horse?
You would ride in bringing the flag.
When are we moving to South Dakota?
Well, that was America.
That's my new wife right there.
This was the first major sporting
event. I'm officially courting the South Dakota governor right now.
They prayed before the event.
I'm divorcing my wife.
They sang the national anthem. I was just proud to be there. This was a perfect example of what makes this country great.
And your name is Mrs. Jones, though?
To do what they were good at, and it reminded all of us about how special this country is and how important our liberties are.
Now you're married to me now?
Indeed. And as we look at the COVID numbers, they are staggering. But if you had advice...
They are staggering! They're going to infect everybody. Every American's going to have it because it's a fake test.
The last statistic I
read... Oh, 3 million have it! Oh!
The last statistic I read about Texas, and I could be wrong, there was something like 838 deaths per 10 million people. That's the last statistic I read.
No, it's like this kills less people than the wind does. It's
completely ridiculous.
So that, Rex, that's where we are, though. So I'm calling it all out, man. We need leaders, not just what she did. They need to call it all out.
The thing is about the nanny state and the thing about the Democrats, it's really this sick, perverted, twisted, moonchildness by proxy thing of, oh, the government's going to be your parents. We're going to take care of you.
Your mommy is governor,
no? We really saw that at the BLM protests. They were manic about making everyone wear masks. Like, I remember I took mine off briefly just so I could breathe because it was like 140.
It's all a sign of her submission.
You can't do that. And they had hand washing stations. Everyone had to wash their hands every 20 minutes. And I mean, we're out in the blazing Texas sun.
This is a cult of demons.
It is. It's the cult of leftism. It's the cult of identity politics. It's all it is. And they were sticking tape to the ground. So they made sure people stood at a proper social distance, which everyone ignored. And then when I probably saw like 3 or 4 other people take off their masks briefly just so they could breathe. Because, again, it's like 104, 105 degrees out. Texas, blazing sun, open air, by the Capitol, clear blue skies. And every time one of those people would take their masks off for just 5 seconds.
You said clear blue. White people have blue eyes. That's kind of racist.
Am I about to get canceled?
Rex, seriously, you need to apologize. Say that you're bad because you're white.
I'm going to be donating all the money I ever make in my life to Black Lives Matter now to make up for what I just said. I'm
directly to Soros.
Directly to Soros, because Soros isn't black, but he wants to help black people by destroying their community. I've learned that now. I've learned how the world works, and I've really been doing investigating. I've been going on Instagram and Snapchat and watching Seth Meyers and all the talk show hosts and Trevor Noah, and they've really been educating me on what a horrible person I am and what I can do to change it. So from now on, I'm going to be giving my car to a person of color that's a homeless person. I plan on doing that today, and I plan on giving everything I own.
Gosh, look at this. Those guys aren't pedophiles at all.
Oh, there's some serious kid diddling.
No. Neither one of those guys is a. They don't. They're good people.
I mean,
just
it's
look.
It's something in the eyes. It's the cold, dead shark.
Are you joking? That is the most satanic trio or duo I've ever seen. I mean, those are. Put them back on screen. I mean, that's what a child sees when they are strapped down to a table in a satanic ritual. Here comes Colbert. Here it comes.
Oh, Podesta's just so bony.
Podesta, look at those vampire teeth. Podesta's...
That sounds like a conspiracy theory.
No, just look at Colbert and bow to him. Imagine a child in the dark, kidnapped, chained down, begging for mommy for days, no food. All of a sudden, that comes into view, and he's here. He's in charge. He's the boss. He's going to have his way right now.
In my opinion, Stephen Colbert looks like a pedophile.
Well, no, he looks like a vampire devil worshiper.
I mean, you imagine you're some 9-10-year-old girl, and like you said, hasn't eaten in days and kept in a cold, dark room, and then he comes in wearing, like, robes.
Let's put him back on screen. Judge him. Look at his soul. That's the enemy right there, ladies.
In my opinion, he looks worse than Podesta in that picture.
Well, he's in the club, brother. He didn't get up there because he's playing tiddlywinks.
COVID alert.
Oh, he told me he's my God. Look at him. Oh, he's ready to bite. Stephen Pedo Colbert.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
So my son Rex Jones is here, and I meant to play this report of this senator in Minnesota exposing the tyrants and being censored, but just in closing here, Rex, what is it like to watch all this unfold?
You know, being so young, I'm 17 years old, it's really depressing for me to see this stuff happen because I know that people that are middle-aged, even some millennials, they won't have to deal with this stuff for 50, 60 years. I will. I'm going to have to deal with the repercussions of these crazed leftists for the rest of my lives. And I hope to God, I pray to God, that we can turn this around. But really, when I see, like, Hitler was right about one thing. You control the youth, you control the future. And that's what they're doing. It's the Nazi blueprint. That's what George Soros is doing. He's a Nazi collaborator. Control the youth and you control the future. When they manipulate young people and they get them at this age and they get them in literal, these uniforms, these Black Lives Matter shirts, And when they make it a cult, when they make it something like a religion, where it's something they can identify with because Christianity has been stripped away from our society, they can impregnate their minds with this socialist garbage and really make them believe in it.
Well, that's true. We have no ideology now.
We don't. We don't.
About, oh, America sucks, God sucks, all of it. So now what do I have? Oh, George Soros and Black Lives Matter.
America was built on Christian Western ideals. And these people openly admit that they want to strip those Christian Western ideals away. What do you have to replace our ideals with?
And then they think we're going to get scared of being demonized, so we stand out.
Our system isn't perfect, but America, the idea of America and what Americans have done over the 200-something years that this has been a country,
I agree, has been beautiful. I want you to host the end of the show yourself.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Do it. Take it over.
Getting back to what I was saying, he's waddling off now. America was built on Western ideas of freedom and life and liberty and property rights. The idea that if you worked hard enough, you could build something and you could keep a society functioning. What these people want to do is strip that all away. They want the end of the nuclear family, they want the end of liberty, and they want to usher in the new era of the nanny state. Bill Gates, George Soros, that's what all these people want. They want to be your father. They want to be your mother. They want to take care of you. They want to remove the role the family has in your life. And it's just depressing to see, because I try to talk to people my age. I try to tell them these things. And it's so hard when every single thing they're being fed on social media is this leftist garbage. Black Lives Matter is very, very, very good at public relations, because they get billions and billions of dollars from these billionaires like George Soros that openly want to destroy America. If you go to Black Lives Matter's website, it says we are trained Marxists. They admit it. It's not like they're hiding themselves. It's not like they're trying to conceal what they're doing. They're open about it. And that is why I've started Dr. Silence, is because just letting these people talk is the most effective method. And I love my dad. I love Owen Schroyer. They're great. They're awesome. But the kind of in-your-face confrontational journalism can only get you so far. If you don't let these people explain for themselves why they are so crazy and what they believe in, you're not going to get anywhere. The only hope we have as a society, the only hope we have as Americans, as conservatives or libertarians or whatever you want to call yourself, if you believe in life, liberty, and property, if you believe in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, the only hope we have as Americans is to let these people really explain what their plan is, because then we can know how to stop it. When you look at all these cases, whether it's coronavirus, BLM, when you look at this kind of division, these lines that are being drawn, 2021 and late 2020, no matter who wins, whether it's Biden or Trump, it's going to be very, very, very ugly, and it's going to be brutal. We need to prepare ourselves for the inevitable reality that things are going to get ugly, and that only through God and only through our cultural Western ideas of freedom can we succeed. Only by educating other people to the reality of what's going on and not yelling at them and shouting them down, that's the only way we can truly make an impact. It's the only way we can truly, truly, truly stand up to these people. And, I mean, it's not hard to see. It's not hard when you look. If you look at the people that are trying to tear down society, these are evil human beings. Can we go back to that picture of Stephen Colbert? I just want you to look at the smile. It's truly disgusting. Look at that smile. Look at Podesta sitting next to him. These aren't good people. These aren't nice people. These are literal demons. I mean, everyone laughed at my dad when he talked about the Civil War. Guess what's happening now, right after July 4th? Monuments being torn down, cities are burning, riots, looting, you name it. And no one cares. No one cares at all, because they told you what they were going to do, and they did it. And I guess we're just supposed to lay down and accept it. That's the world we live in now. It's acceptance. It's not tolerance. You're not being tolerant of them. You're accepting them. You're accepting whatever they want to do to you. If they want to, like this case, if they want to give a child with oppositional defiant disorder estrogen, a male, a teenage kid, if they want to give them estrogen, that's okay. That's totally cool. But if you are able, but if you voice conservative ideology on Snapchat or Twitter or YouTube or Instagram, you're banned. You're done. That's it. That's it. That's it. It's all over. They can literally poison our children. They can poison our children. They can poison our youth. They can feed them propaganda. That's totally okay. But you are not allowed to stand up for your Second or First Amendment right? What's up with that? I mean, look at this. Look at this child. This is possibly the saddest thing I've ever seen. And it's not sad because it's the first time I've seen something like this. I have seen hundreds or even thousands of pictures like this. It's disgusting. That child right there is being manipulated and is being abused by his or her parent. I don't want to assume gender because then I'll get canceled. I'll get banned. You have to watch everything you say. Do you know how exhausting it is for me as a teenager to have to police everything I say just to make sure that someone doesn't get offended? This is the new reality. This is the new America. You aren't allowed to speak unless you're saying what they want you to. You aren't allowed to act unless you're looting or rioting or burning cities. You aren't allowed to peacefully protest for what you believe in. You aren't allowed to hold up a Police Lives Matter sign. You aren't allowed to hold up an All Lives Matter sign. You'll get attacked. But if you hold up a BLM sign, oh, you're literally Jesus. But of course, Jesus is bad, and religion is bad, and the only religion that's okay is the religion of abortion and millions of black babies murdered and Planned Parenthood. That's the only thing that's okay. That's the only thing that's allowed. That's the only thing that's acceptable, because it's liberal and it's leftist and it's right. It doesn't matter that Karl Marx himself was a racist. Karl Marx is a good guy because communism is wonderful. Communism has resulted in hundreds of millions of people that are dead, and they want to try the same system again and again and again. America isn't perfect. No country is perfect, but it's the damn best thing we've got. What we had in America, and I say had because we're losing it real fast. What we had for a brief period of time was true freedom and liberty, the opportunity to become something and to make something of yourself. And we're slowly and slowly losing that. Please, please don't wear the mask. Please, please stand up for yourself. Don't let these people run over you. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't sell your soul so you can have a bunch of fake friends. Don't sell your soul so you can be popular. Don't sell your soul. Don't sell your future out. I'm 17 years old. I'll be alive in 2050. I'll be alive in 2060. I'm going to be seeing the real repercussions of these actions. Either we can have a total turnaround, or we can have nothing at all. We can have ashes. We can have the communist Chinese take over. We can have death, we can have despair, we can have poverty. America can become a third world country very fast. I mean, look at Maxine Waters and Nancy Pelosi's home districts. They're crap holes. I mean, we've seen what happens when Democrats are allowed to push their agenda. We see what happens. Look at Chicago. Gun control in Chicago. Gun control sure didn't work. And when you ignore the real problems, when you just focus on the invisible boogeyman of racism, which really doesn't exist anymore in America, I firmly believe that. I talk to young people. Man, people my age aren't racist. People in their 20s and 30s and 40s and 50s aren't racist. Nearly all the people I've ever met in my life that I've been friends with have been good, honest people who love America and who love everyone, regardless of what their race is or their skin color or sexual orientation. But if you say, hey, maybe we shouldn't chop a six-year-old's dick off, maybe we shouldn't give a teen boy estrogen shots, then you're banned and you're canceled and you're evil. It's a sad reality, but it's the reality we face. And if you don't wake up and do something about it, it's on your head. You are to blame. Anyone listening to this broadcast, whoever, I don't know, I don't care how young or old you are, we have a very small window of time, a very minuscule window of time where we can save this country. And it's going away real quick. If you roll over and let it happen, it's on your head and you are to blame. It is your fault. You can save America right now. You can save it by being a good, God-fearing, decent American and spreading the truth to other people. You can do it yourself, but it's up to you. And, man, I'm just trying to help. I just want to be able to be in my 40s and 50s and see a country I'm proud of. That's all I've ever wanted. I just want to be free. I know you do too. Thank you very much. That's all I had to say. Hope you enjoyed it.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever. We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.